With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A bill to help clarify how Washington growers pay piece rate workers is making its way through the Senate. The bill passed through the Rules Committee just last week.
We had a bill come through our committee. I believe it's 5720. It's Senator Hawkins' bill, and it's regarding piece rate work. So in the past, the orchardists have paid workers by the piece rate. If you get a bundle or a basket of apples, you get paid this much, and depending on how much you can do in a day. There's been a lawsuit on that, the Sukuma decision.
Moses Lake Senator Judy Warnock says the bill will get a second reading on the floor, but warns it's still unclear how it will be met.
So we're trying to help protect not only the workers who want to maintain that piece rate formula, but protect those orchardists and the farmers who are being sued because they're not adequately, according to the lawsuit, adequately paying lunch and break times. So not getting a lot of support for moving that bill forward. We did get it out of committee, but we're not getting people to even come and negotiate that bill from the labor side. So it's very, very disappointing. So I'm hoping that there is something that we can do to help protect those that are here legally to work.
Supporters say the bill provides clarity for both employers and for workers. Critics say the bill gives employers a loophole to avoid legal claims against them.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.